When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
So I just want to remind everyone listening that when NXT 2.0 happened in 2021, Ro and I did an episode ranking the potential of every new character we'd seen on that show. And Andre Trace was one of the characters that debuted on that pilot episode of 2.0. And Ro ranked Andre Chase dead last among all of those characters.
Hindi ko naman alam na gaganon din yung kwento ni Andre Chase. I didn't even know Chase U was gonna be a literal force on the roster.
Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Wrestling Podcast post show. So this is for the extra topics na we just couldn't find time for on the live stream as always dahil maraming ganap in the world of wrestling. Kailangan natin pag-usapan pa rin. You got Stan C and Ro Moran on this one. Emil had to dip out because he has to prepare for work. For us, we've got a lot of NXT talk coming out of Stand and Deliver, and we will start with Ilya Dragunov and Roxanne Perez showing up on the Raw after Mania. Now, traditionally, at least over the last 10 or so years, itong Raw After Mania has been the episode for people to check out to see which among their NXT favorites yung makocall up na for the main roster. And I'm not exactly sure if people had Ilya Dragunov and Roxanne Perez on their bingo cards, even though at least for Dragunov, matagal na siya pinag-uusapan as someone who might be main roster ready.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I don't think these were call-ups. I think these were just nice Easter eggs for those who were NXT fans in the crowd. It wasn't specified, you know, if they were arriving on Raw. I think it was more of to hype them for the draft. But it wasn't also, they also appeared before they announced the draft. I thought it was like, okay, it's Raw After Mania, so let's do something big. And then this was part of the surprises. But I think both do deserve to move up. I think Roxanne is also, I mean, Shepard, not yet, because Roxanne just won her championship, diba? Again. So I don't think that's going to happen just yet. So because of that logic, I do not think this was a clear signal. Okay, these guys are moving up soon.
should they have gotten wins over main roster talent like Shinsuke Nakamura in the case of Ilya Dragunov or Roxanne Perez finally getting her win over Indy Hartwell?
Indy, yes. Nakamura, I felt sad about because it's Nakamura and I'll always be a Nakamura fan. Like, yes, but I also know NXT champion, but one of them is currently the champion. And then of all people to be the fodder, it had to be Nakamura, which was not a good sign for Nakamura fans like me. I felt really bad about that one. I don't know.
Who would you have preferred na ilalaban nila kay Ilya?
Someone on the level of Indy Hartwell. Like so many people are on that roster, right? Like Tozawa, fucking Tozawa, put Tozawa on. he wasn't doing anything, right? He's still technically a Raw star. I think he could have eaten loss.
Mm-hmm. Sticking with NXT here, your NXT Tag Team Championship, it changed hands on this week's episode instead of Stand and Deliver. So we got Axiom and Nathan Fraser finally winning in the main event. And then yung stipulation pa was that if Axiom and Fraser would have lost, then they would have had to disband as a team. So where does this leave the Wolf Dogs? Because we know na Bron Breakker was already signed to SmackDown. So technically, dapat main roster na siya. But I guess they were just riding out itong tag team niya with Baron Corbin, which got hot. And people didn't expect that they would take off as baby faces here. So where do the Wolf Dogs go from here?
It's pretty sad because, we found out recently that Triple H plans on a lot of things in advance. So plans a lot of stories in advance. So parang ang dating dito is, they do have a long-term story for Bron Breakker that doesn't involve him being in a tag team, which I guess, I don't know, it's a choice then to restart yung NXT 2.0 story now on the main roster, which I'm not quite sure people want to see. At the same time, I think the Wolf Dogs run has also naturally rode out its welcome. Like, okay na siya. Like, you know, it was fun. It just leaves poor Baron Corbin in the dust here as wala na naman siyang direction at this point kasi he was at his most entertaining with Bron Breakker. So, at the same time, if you put them in a tag team division, they'll also be middling. And I think they do see Bron Breakker as someone who can take over as a single star on SmackDown. So, I guess okay na rin. It's, you know, if you're a Corbin fan, you feel sad for him, but it's one of those things that it is what it is. There are plans for him and they're going to carry out those plans.
Yeah, kind of sad for Baron Corbin kasi yun eh, diba? After years and years of gimmicks not really sticking or not really getting over with the crowd the way that they probably would have wanted, eto na, we finally found something that capitalizes on Baron Corbin's very unique sense of humor and his timing, diba? Pati yung angas niya. It's like Baron Corbin is finally able to recapture the love of the audience the way that he did when he first burst onto the scene in 2015 and hasn't really felt that since.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he can find another partner. I mean, there are other funny people around, I guess.
Yeah, he can probably mentor Hank and Tank or something. Diba? Or... Yeah. He can be the new partner for like Josh Briggs.
Or Dijak.
Or Dijak. Yeah. Oh, pareha sila matangkad, diba? Pareha mga 6'7". So he could probably do that. Let's talk about Andre Chase now, who has been revealed on NXT TV as having a gambling problem. Namala Michael Jordan. So apparently he placed money on Tia Hale winning the NXT Women's Championship and then yung ethics niya nag-take over na hala, yung bata ko masasaktan, may injury, let me throw in the towel. And apparently that misplaced bet was the reason why Chase U was mired in financial debt, which required JC Jane to come in. So imagine this, like an entire year's worth of stories stemming from a story that started in like the summer of 2023 and apparently it was about gambling. So what do you think about Chase U, which at this point has had such a very cohesive thread of stories over its entire existence?
I'm genuinely impressed at how dedicated yung creative team ng NXT to Chase U, to everyone in Chase U, from Thea Hale to what's his
Duke,
face guy?
To Riley Osborne.
Duke, yeah. Yeah, Jesus Christ. To Andre Chase himself. Parang alam nila na, okay, none of these people are apparently going to be called up anytime soon, so we can do whatever we want with them and tell an entire long-term story that evolves everyone's characters. Like, diba, Duke Hudson went from the original gambler to being an honest-to-goodness baby face. That's now, right. We all thought was going to turn, but he's super loyal to Chase you. That was Thea Hale went through a Mean Girls phase. That was Andre Chase went through financial hard times. Jeez. I enjoy it. That's why I love the storytelling of NXT. Kasi parang for some of these people na na alam mo hindi i-call up agad-agad, the ability to be unserious with them really lets you go crazy with the creativity, diba? So I enjoy that a lot, and it kind of makes an argument for NXT not being just a feeder program, diba? But at this point, if they can tell these kinds of stories over an entire year, then I would love it if nobody had to graduate, quote unquote, from NXT.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to remind everyone listening that when NXT 2.0 happened in 2021, Ro and I did an episode ranking the potential of every new character we'd seen on that show. And Andre Chase was one of the characters that debuted on that pilot episode of 2.0. And Ro ranked Andre Chase dead last among all of those characters.
Hindi ko naman alam na gaganon nila yung kwento ni Andre Chase. I didn't even know Chase U was gonna be a literal force on the roster.
And it's amazing. It's just amazing and mind-boggling. So I was watching itong segment ng Chase U with my wife, Ariane. And she looked at it. She'd never really seen NXT before. Never seen Chase U. And then she's like, why is it like porn acting?
See? People know. Yung production pa na, di ba? Yung camera, tapos yung itsura niya. Set. Yung acting, di ba? If you know, you know. If you've seen enough Razzers, you know.
Right. So that was the first thing she said. And then, you know, she didn't have the patience for me to explain the 3-year arc that Chase U has been on. But if she did, my God, I would have sat her down and told her everything that's happened leading up to this point. This is like abot kamay na pangarap in terms of like longevity. So, you know, Chase U, man, they're telling great stories over there.
Yeah, if you can get over the porn aesthetics of it all, it is pretty entertaining. Because, well, you know, I'll say we place a premium on how these stories and characters are developed. And by standards of both NXT and WWE, this has been pretty great, you know, as in terms of development.
Yeah. Something definitely worth commending, you know, porn acting notwithstanding.
Oh.
I want to talk about this new guy on NXT real quick. Don't see Javon Evans. Did you get to watch him match now with Scripts?
Yeah, I think I saw that. I've seen him before. He was apparently the wrestler known as Jay Malachi. He worked the AEW Dark shows. They usually mostly use him for squashes. So it's interesting that they did see something in him. And nakita ko yung clips din. He's really athletic. They kind of hid that when he was working squash matches.
So apparently he's only 19 years old. Yeah. Don't see Javon Evans. That's nuts because he doesn't look like he's 19 based on his physique and how lean and ripped he is. And then see Ariane, when she watches or happens to watch me watch wrestling, what catches her eye are the really athletic stunts and flips and all of that stuff. Yeah. And when Javon Evans came on the screen, she was just taken aback. Parang, whoa, look at this guy doing these crazy flips and changing direction midair and all of that. So that springboard corkscrew senton, di ba, na nag-change direction pa siya, was pretty insane. So I think Javon Evans, if he sticks around, if they develop him, he might just be the next coming of Ricochet.
The Javon Evans got some body shaming on Twitter a while
Why?
Back.
Kasi payat siya.
But I mean, like, he's not, you know, payatot na butot balat, di ba? Unlike some other people, some
he's
other
not
wrestlers
calling
we
Mulaney
know.
When he was younger.
Yeah, and other wrestlers that we know. So, mukha pa rin naman siya athletic. Mukha siyang athlete, mukha siyang nagbubuhat or nagtitraining kahit papana. So, that's not a problem. And especially, there is a reason if you are seeing these, na, you're seeing these people and saying, this guy doesn't look like a wrestler or whatever. There is a reason why WWE, the most experienced, the most professional company in the world, will see some of these people, some of these young guys, and hire them. It's because they bring something to the table. And then in the case of Javon Evans, napatunayan naman niya ano yung nagpapasa sa kanya sa tryout sa Performance Center.
Mm-hmm. Last note here on NXT, I want to mention tong si Ridge Holland, who is back and getting physical again just weeks after he did the promo in the ring where he said that he was stepping out of the ring indefinitely. And Ro, we talked about this. I'm not sure if we talked about it sa podcast mismo or offline. I think
you weren't there. We talked about it. You weren't there.
Yeah. So what do you think about this turn where now Ridge Holland appears to have become a heel and he's gone after Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde?
The story was, I never liked the idea of the story. I say it was his idea, but for some reason he was first gaining sympathy for being reckless, or not that I'm reckless, but accident prone, which is not the same. And then now he's leaning toward being reckless in character. It's still not a good look all around. And I feel like everyone has failed him. They failed him in terms of creative, diba? Parang surely there could have been something better than this, but that's the risk you run when you use yung real life happenings, your real life drama, and the real life perceptions of the people watching you. So, it feels super misguided because one, there is very little goodwill behind Ridge Holland. Like, I'm a Ridge Holland defender. And the accidents I could defend, because accidents happen all the time. But the intentional framing of yourself as reckless is not a good look. And that's all I'll say. You don't want that rep ever, even if you intentionally make that your rep.
Yeah, sobrang weird lang. I mean, I've been following this as well, probably not to the same level that you have, but when I saw Ridge Holland getting involved again, and then yung parang naging trigger pa niya is that somebody said something along the lines of, oh, you were on the pre-show as a panelist, and then parang now what? I don't know, man. It could have been written differently, is all I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You try things, you try to find the story, the character that sticks with you. Siyempre. It's better to try something and fail than to not try something at all and have no ideas at all. Right? But I just feel bad for Ridge Holland because he's not bad. He's not a shitty wrestler by any means. It's just that may mga career na talaga na malas. So this is one of them until he finds something better.
Yeah, and I guess it goes back to NXT still being developmental at the end of the day kasi doon sila nag-experiment pa rin, diba? It's kind of like how in the NBA, you know, they use the G League to experiment with plays, with rules, offensive and defensive schemes, that type of stuff. So I guess that's what we're seeing then with NXT, especially with these main roster guys going down, getting tweaks of their character, like a Ridge Holland, like a Baron Corbin, and now si Ivar of the Viking Raiders, who's now appeared to be Oba Femi's next foil. So I guess that's another purpose for NXT right now. So that's going to do it for our bonus audio-only conversations about NXT and the fallout from Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania Week. Thank you so much for catching another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Kita-kita tayo ulit next week for weekend reactions and picks of the week. And if you want to join the conversation, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod. Individually, it is at Roiswar, at Monday Night Rowan, at Chino Supersized, at EML_Meister, and at _StanC. On behalf of Ro Moran and Emil Nate, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and the Pod Network, and to you for checking out another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Later, outcasts.
Stay hydrated. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.